what would some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to the child, if you're not good, that'll get you. That what'll get you? Did you hear someone say boogeyman or something like
boogeyman,
that?
Boogeyman, yeah.
Pardon?
Boogeyman.
They, to frighten children, some people do that. If you had a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm sure glad I don't have to
carry
this very far. What do you call a creature with a hard shell, very hard shell, that lives in water? It can draw its legs and head and tail inside the
turtle.
What do you call the same thing if it lives on land?
Turtle, I think.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
What?
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins, people call them. I don't eat those things.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow.
What do you call the upper part of an... What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His breast, I guess.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
On a lake.
You sit in it to fish?
Boat.
Would you call it anything different if it had a square front than if it had a pointed front?
Well, it ship, a boat.
Okay. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase, case.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty of beads.
Necklace.
That's certainly a pretty of beads. What would you say?
String.
I'm hurt.
I hope you were tired of this as I am.
Well, you know, that's why I asked you at the beginning, because if I don't finish, then none of it's any good, you know, so I'm hurrying as best I can. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really...
beat.
Okay, and if he was a real bad beaten, say would you...
injured.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say whipped him or whupped him?
Well, whipped him, yeah. Whipped him.
What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down like this? Say he's down on his...
calf of, that's the calf of his leg under here.
Okay. Would you ever say haunches or hunches?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I never thought of that. Yeah.
Would you say it?
That's what we call it, hunches. Down as his hunches.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
stingy.
Uh-huh.
Or close.
Thank you. What, suppose a person's wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say he really looks...
old fashioned or... queer. Or
Would you ever say slouchy or tacky?
Tacky.
What if it were a woman instead of a man? Say she really looks...
Well, it's the same thing about a woman, I guess you would about a man. You look tacky or...
Thank you. If a woman is wearing her best clothes, you'd say she's really all...
dressed up.
And what if it were a man?
Same thing, I think.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an older person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly, for his age,